Sometimes we have good intentions, but a limited view. See, Jesus had just told the disciples that he would have to die a brutal death. And this was Peter's response. In Matthew 16:22-23, it says, "And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you.' But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.'" Peter would have thought that his intentions were pure. And a lot of the time, we think that ours are too. Except Peter wasn't seeing the full picture. Peter's view was limited. Peter wanted to swoop in and save the one that he loved, his Savior, from pain. But he did not realize the pain was a part of the plan. A brutal death on the cross was what it would take to save the world. What's really scary about this is that someone with good intentions but a limited view was used by the enemy. In the next passage after this, Jesus tells us to pick up our own cross and die to ourselves. We don't know God's plan. And when the people we love are in pain, we want to swoop in and rescue them. And we need to love, pray for, and encourage them. But we also need to remember that even though we have good intentions, we have a limited view. Pray with everything that you have, while saying, "Not my will, but yours be done."